internet,
from the internet
to your ears, this is RFD.
Good morning. Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Welcome to the Stephen Roy Show, as my headphones are turned down. This is the show for the 9th of May, the year of our Lord, 2026. Got some great music to play for you today, as well as the Rumble. And so much more to talk about. Great music to play, everything you expect and more, as always, on the Stephen Roy Podcast. So without further ado, let's get to the Rumble. Take off the headphones. Here we go. Welcome to the Rumble for the year of our Lord 2026, the month of May, and the day of the 9th. Strike that, reverse it. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Saturday here in West Texas. It's supposed to be 94 today. But my gosh, during the week I had to wear a jacket because it was so cold. We had snow in the Rockies. We had snow in the upper Midwest. Freezing temperatures in many parts of the United States. I guess that's global warming, right? I said another green new schlemiel failure. As I've told you, every time I go to Leveland to visit my stepdaughter and son-in-law's Galley's Cigar Lounge, as we're going today, I'm looking forward to a couple good cigars. There's always a wind turbine not spinning. Always. And I'm like, they probably spent a bazillion dollars building that and it's not spinning. Isn't that funny? Well, let's talk about some more craziness in the world today. Let's talk about the Hunta Controllavirus Plandemic. That's right. The media's got everyone freaking out over the Hunta virus. Even D is like, aren't you afraid? Aren't you afraid of the Hunta Controllavirus Plandemic? No, I am not afraid. Let me tell you why. The Hunta virus has been around forever. I've worked in some real S-holes that had rodent droppings everywhere. I've told you the story about I was working in this tiny head end once in a garden shed north of Yucaipa. That company doesn't even exist anymore. Worst cable company I ever worked for, the worst. Anyway, I've tried to set RF levels, right? I'm trying to set RF levels in this garden shed. There's like a little bitty bench that someone homemade in front of the shed, right? So, and the shed only had one window air conditioner. That was the air conditioning for it. So I'm trying to set RF levels, and this mouse comes out of a hole at me and scared the crap out of me. I chased him around inside the shed, tried to poke him. I sprayed wasp spray like that's going to kill a mouse, and never did get him. But it scared the crap out of me. So the point is, there was rodent droppings all over that building. I've been exposed to that many, many times. Never got the Hunta. But it exists. It's not new. It's not a pandemic, right? It's nothing new. Do you remember what happened to Gene Hackman in the not-too-distant past in Santa Fe, New Mexico? I like Santa Fe. I like Albuquerque less, but I like Albuquerque. It's okay. But I do like Santa Fe. Although we had a bad experience when Dee and I were there in October of 2024. You've probably heard this story before if you've listened to the show. In October of 2024, Dee and I drove from West Texas to Kansas City. We went to our first Kansas City Chiefs game at Arrowhead Stadium. And it was awesome. We paid a lot. I mean, not a ridiculous amount, but we paid hundreds to have seats on the 50-yard line, 20 rows up on the visitor side. And let me tell you something. We were close enough to the field that you could hear the action. It was awesome. Patrick Mahomes was awesome. Ran for two first downs, one of which was called, you didn't make it. It was called fourth down. They did an instant replay. Sure enough, he made it. You should have heard the crowd. Now, if you've seen Arrowhead Stadium on TV, and they're like, oh, you have no idea how loud that is, right? And then every play that the Chiefs are on defense, every play, it's, the whole stadium, I mean, it's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Now, I didn't scream. I did the chop. I did the Hassan chop. Now, when you go to a Texas Tech football game, and I love Texas Tech football. I love Texas Tech sports in general. I don't know if you could tell, but I've got my Texas Tech softball shirt on today because the Lady Red Raiders are playing today in Oklahoma City for the Big 12 Tournament Championship. Now, as far as I'm concerned, the tournament means nothing. It's nothing but bragging rights. It really is. It's nothing but bragging rights. Now, Texas Tech won the Big 12 Championship this year. They won the league. And I hope they win the national championship. The team is way better than they were last year. You should have seen them yesterday off of Kansas. Off of three different pitchers. Bang! Home run! Gets gone. And I prayed for them. I prayed for them. Please, Jesus, let Jasmine Burns hit a home run. Bam! He hit a three-run dinger. Please, Jesus, let Lauren Altman hit a home run. Bam! It was gone. Spearman, gone. Awesome. Can you see I'm a little enthusiastic? A little too enthusiastic about sports? Well, I love Texas Tech football, too. When you go to a softball game or watch it on TV, it's only going to last a couple hours, especially if there's a run rule. If you go to a football game, you're going to be there all day. 3-4 hours, that's how long a football game takes. Even longer if it's on national television, because there's TV timeouts, which drives me crazy. Now, I hate having to stand during the game. Sometimes you have to stand when it's like, you know, 3rd and 1 or whatever, 4th and 1 or whatever. But I don't care. I love it, and I look forward to the season this year. I even got a countdown clock. Check this out. This is my countdown clock. I'm going to show you every countdown clock. I got like 4 on here. Here's Josh Turner, 12 days. 12 days until D&I see Josh Turner at Buddy Holly Hall. 83 days till Symphony of the Seas. That's our Caribbean vacation, our anniversary vacation. Texas Tech football right here. 118 days. Now I have fireworks because they shoot fireworks off of the top of the Jones Stadium. It's awesome. So 118 days till Texas Tech football. Last clock, 140 days till Allison Krause and Union Station. 140 days till Allison Krause and Union Station. I love Allison Krause's voice. She has the voice of an angel. You've heard her songs. If you've listened to my podcast, you can check out my podcast. You can watch the Rumble. Obviously, you're watching the Rumble if you're watching this. Hey, welcome to TV and radio stations if you've made it 7 minutes into the show. So let's talk about the Hunta. Gene Hackman's wife got the Hunta virus in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and she died. If left untreated, you will die. I mean, you not guaranteed, nothing's 100%, but it's a curable disease, but you must be treated. She died. And they say Gene Hackman died of a heart attack. I am almost positive that with his severe dementia, he just died of neglect. Right? His heart attack, no doubt, was as the result of starvation because no one was there to take care of him when he died. Now, you got to wonder, you know, he has family. I mean, I know he was estranged from one son, but you think the family would do a welfare check. And I'm sure, in fact, it was like a gardener or property caretaker or somebody that alerted authorities that they hadn't heard from him. And that's, of course, when they found him. So the Hunter virus is not new. It's not new. And it's kind of like the plague. The bubonic plague came from rats, just like the Hunta virus, right? It's not new. It has resurfaced in Los Angeles. And thanks to the largemouth bass, the Skid Row has grown exponentially. There's bubonic plague and typhoid on Skid Row. Right? Skid Row is a part of LA that's always been bad. Now it's worse than ever. So, the state of California under French Laundry Gabby has spent billions, billions of taxpayer dollars to stop homelessness, right? His latest boondoggle, his wife's buddy runs a charity, and French Laundry Gabby just gave her $20 million for diapers for newborns. Do you really think $20 million is going to get to newborns? No, it is not. It's nothing more than a money laundering scheme. You give money to charities, charities give money back to leftist people that are running for election, right? Leftist officials, leftist politicians. It's no different than Ukrainistan. The reason I stopped supporting Ukraine is because it was the largest money laundering, well, we thought it was the largest money laundering scam in world history, and you had parliament members driving around in $600,000 Rolls Royces in Kiev. I'm not going to say Kiev because that's wrong. It's Kiev. I heard Dr. Sebastian Gorka on a TV show say, it's Kiev. He's Hungarian. He was born in Hungary, which is not far from Ukrainistan. And then he grew up in the UK, came to the United States, became an American citizen. He still has a British accent because he grew up in the UK. But Dr. Sebastian Gorka is an American citizen. He said it is pronounced Kiev. Kiev. Okay? I'm so sick of the media and their BS. Like this Hunta control the virus plan. Oh! Oh! We're all gonna die of the Hunta! Ah! No, you're not. You're not. I heard Buck Sexton this week talk very eloquently. That's a 50 cent word. Eloquently, Buck Sexton talked about the control of virus pandemic and how the actual percentage of people that died, I noticed my mustache is messed up. The actual percentage of people that died from the control of virus pandemic was like 0.00023%. And then the percentage went up if you were morbidly obese, if you had diabetes. You were almost guaranteed to die if they put you on a respirator. Well, guess why hospitals did that? Because hospitals got three times the money. They got like $11,000 if they treated you for the Controla virus. So everybody had the Controla virus. Everybody, right? Then they got like $33,000 if they put you on a respirator. So guess what? Everybody went on a respirator. And many, many of those that did died. Now, Dee gets upset with me when I talk about this because she's a registered nurse. She has a BSN. And she gets upset when I talk about it because, you know, people are so upset that their loved ones, their fathers, their mothers, their brothers, their sisters, their aunts, their uncles, their cousins died of the COVID. Hey, here's a news flash from your Uncle Stephen. 99% of those that died from the control virus died of complications. They died because they had other morbidities, right? Diabetes, obesity, a cancer. Okay, you're already suffering from stage 5 cancer. You're in chemotherapy, you're in radiation, and now you got the control virus. Your lungs are already compromised. You die. You did not die from the COVID. You died from complications of stage five cancer. And now we have people all over the world, not just in the United States, who are suffering immensely from the stage 5 infection of the terminal wasting disease, TDS. Yesterday I saw a video of a dude. He's in his car and he's like, over some like Supreme Court decision or something. I don't know. I think it was the Virginia Supreme Court decision. I got a news flash for you there, Goober. You cannot gerrymander a state where the entire state's like, five congressional districts just so Northern Virginia elects nothing but Democrats. You can't do that. That is not a free and fair election. Sorry, I'm using leftist terminology. That's not a free and fair election. Is it a free and fair election When in places like Arizonistan and Michiganistan and, oh my gosh, how about Venezuela? In Venezuela, there's massive fraudulence. In Nevadistan, there's massive fraudulence. In Nastifornia, there's massive fraudulence. Look at what happened in Georgia-Zuela. Oh my gosh, Fulton County. We got a pipe ruptured, so all the poll watchers are going to have to leave. We're going to shut down counting. Everybody leaves. They put up cardboard on all the windows. Then all of a sudden, here comes the duffel bags from under the tables covered with white tablecloths. Now, those that think the junta is going to kill the world, that's a conspiracy theory. And it's not going to come true because it's a pandemic. So those of you that said that I was crazy, that others like me were crazy for saying the control of virus is a pandemic, guess what? We were right. 100% of the things that I said were true, that you said were a conspiracy, came true. You want an example? How about 1-6? How about 1-6-2021? On 1-6-2021, there was a manufactured insurrection. I knew it from the moment I saw it. You can't just, these doors are magnetically sealed shut. All of a sudden they're opened. Here they come. Let me escort you to the Capitol. Let me escort you to the Senate chamber. Let me escort you to the scary face Pelosi's office. Let me escort you into the House chamber. And then we're going to give you 5 years. You know, the only thing I can think of worse than that is when you let people go that raped people. Oh, you can go with probation. You get 5 years probation. I know you raped a girl, but you don't understand that rape is a criminal action. So you get 5 years probation. And yet grandpa gets 5 years in prison for a Facebook post. You tell me how that's free, how that's fair. Fair, free and fair. That's not free, that's not fair. Another thing that cracks me up is the fair. They're not paying their fair share. Zohan, the communist in New York, stand. They're not paying their fair share. French Laundry Gabby in the once beautiful state of my wonderful childhood. They're not paying. Okay, tell me how much is your fair share. Is it 90%? Is it 99%? Is that the fair share of the rich? Then you got people like the leftist idiot child, AOC. There is no way you can make $1 billion. There's no way. It's impossible for you to make $1 billion. Now, I get that the leftist idiot child is trying to infer that it must be done by something illegally. Hey, let me tell you something, Ms. Bartender. That's never had a real job in your life, except for slinging drinks. Got a newsflash from your Uncle Steven. Elon Musk slept on the floor of his Tesla factory more than once while developing the Tesla automobile. The first real reliable, well, mostly reliable, electric automobile. Certainly the first American-made reliable electric automobile. I see them all the time on the road. Now, I don't care what you think. I don't care what anybody thinks. I like the Cybertruck. And when I confirm I want to make millions last night, I will buy one for spite. The most advanced one, well over $100,000. And I will have it wrapped matte black because I think that's cool. And then on the side, it will say the name of our charity that I have envisioned. I have a vision from God. Whether you want to believe it or not, to do amazing things. Unfortunately, you can't. It costs money. You can't do it for free. So if God blesses us with the Mega Millions from last night's lottery, I promise you, we will do amazing things in the name of God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Absolutely. All right, let's go. Since we're already 18 and a half minutes into the Rumble, let's go to the X. You can follow me on X at Stephen Roy Radio. That's where you'll find me, at Stephen Roy Radio. What? Boy, got myself worked up there, didn't I? Doesn't seem to take much. Doesn't seem to take much. Hey, thank you so much for watching. Now, we had the most listeners ever a couple weeks ago. Last week, we had almost as much. Thank you so much for listening. I do appreciate. I appreciate you, each and every person that watches the Stephen Roy Rumble. I appreciate every person that listens to the Stephen Roy Podcast. A thank you to Dish Nut Pat for broadcasting our show. I'm trying to think of how long, 25 years? 24 years that we've been on radio for Dish Nuts? Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Dish Nuts. I appreciate that. All right, let's go to the X at Stephen Roy Radio. I click on replies. We have well over 9,800 followers as of this morning. And the internet, the intraweb is slow. Hate that. Let's see which one we're on. We're on the one that's like right here, and it's slow. Let me switch to the house one. Oh, the house one's not even showing up. Hope our internet's on. We'll find out. Well, it should switch to 5G, right? If there's no internet, okay, it's on. Replies. Here we go. Ah, this is funny. This is funny. New York City public school teachers voted overwhelmingly, can't talk today, for Zohan the Communist. 64% of the United Federation of Teachers voted for Zohan. He is now raiding their pension fund. So Zohan the Communist, the totally socialist mayor, he's a communist, that you voted for in New Yorkistan, is now raiding the teachers' pension fund. Shocker. Shocker. Millie posted this, which is great. Wake me up when it's all over. I hope young people are watching. And then she tells a great story. Let me get a drink. I'll tell you, I got my tangerine lime today. Ah, this is one of the few plain label things that I like. I'm not going to mention the name of the store, but let's just say they are very united with how they support Texas Tech athletics, like Texas Tech softball. Millie said, I hope young people are watching. My son's socialist friend protests in Seattle daily, making $100 a day. No job, no college, even though his family has lots of money. He's a bum. Now, he's not a bum because he doesn't go to college. I don't care if you're shoveling poo at a West Texas ranch. As long as you're working, I am not going to belittle you. He tries to get my son, who has a great job, to quit his job. He lives in his brother's basement. Isn't that funny? You live in mommy's basement, and yet you are protesting. You are a paid protester in Skankyattle. Bye-bye, Skankyattle. Bye-bye. 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 It's funny because I know TV and radio stations have watched this program, and every single TV and radio station in large markets has turned me down when I've applied for a job. And in many cases, I go, oh, well, thank God, because I don't want to live in a big city. Now, small markets have approached me and wanted me to come to work for them, but I'm not going to work for half of what I make now. I'm just not going to do it. And with over 25 years of broadcasting experience, over 30 years of engineering experience, I can work for any radio station anywhere. I can work for any TV station anywhere. You know, I just have to laugh when I watch our local television station and they put these children. I'm sorry, if you're in your 20s, if early 20s, you're a child compared to me. I'll be 60 next month and I'm not as scared to admit it. But I have more energy today than I have ever because I'm in better shape now than I was, you know, 10, 20 years ago. So anyway, I watch these children on the local TV station and they have no mentor, right? I've applied for one of the stations in particular. Never heard nothing, except I might have got a thank you, no thanks. But you know what? If you're in a small market, you need an experienced air talent that can mentor these children. They're not going to stay. Here's a news flash from your Uncle Stephen. They're not going to stay, news director. They're not going to stay, general manager. It's a small market. They're going to work for you for a year, 2 years. And then they're going to move on to a major market, to a medium market. Then they're going to go stay there for 2 or 3 years. Then they're going to move to a major market. Unless someone wants to be in West Texas or your small market, they are not going to stay. Now, I could stay here indefinitely. I love my wonderful wife. I thank God every day for blessing me with such a beautiful, intelligent, wonderful woman. I have my family is here. My West Texas family is here, and they're awesome. I love West Texas. I love Lubbock. I love Texas Tech Sports, as you no doubt heard at the start of the show. So I have no plans on leaving. And I'm not going to leave for a job that pays half of what I make now. You're going to have to pay me more. And I believe I'm worth it. So if you're looking for a job, you have to sell yourself, right? You could say that's what this broadcast is. This is Stephen Roy selling himself. And if an employer doesn't want to hire you, hey, thank your lucky stars. Thank God. Because you don't want to work for somebody that doesn't really want to employ you. You do not have a right to work, okay? You have to work. Let me be the first to break your heart to tell you the world does not owe you a living. You have to go out and earn it. My family taught me to work hard, right? Work hard. And no one's going to give you anything. You have to work for it. And for over 30 years, I have done telecommunications engineering. And I thank God I've learned so much that I have. But I still don't know everything. It's very humbling because I don't know everything. Almost every day I encounter something that's crazy. What the heck is that? I've never seen that before. And you work hard and you overcome it and you pray. A girl at a convenience store this week asked me this. She said, I bragged about my wife and she said, tell me, what is the secret to a good marriage? And I said, well, let me tell you something. I have moved all over this country searching for a better job, a better relationship, a better place to live. And you know what? Nothing was ever good enough. It took me over 50 years to realize that true joy and peace only comes from God. Now, like this, only comes from God. Does not come from money. You know, I talk about the lottery. Money buys security. It does not buy happiness. It buys security. So you never have to worry about where you're going to get your next meal. You never have to worry about putting food on the table for your children. That's what money buys. It does not buy you happiness. Why do you think so many athletes, actors, musicians have gone bankrupt? Because even lottery winners, 90% of lottery winners go bankrupt because they buy stuff and that makes them happy for a minute and then they're not happy. So material gains, stuff you can buy, does not buy happiness. The only thing that will bring you to true joy and peace is God. And I remember when Secretary of War Pete Hegseth said, you know what, I really don't care what my critics say about me. You know, I've done some bad stuff in the past, but you know what? I am redeemed by Jesus Christ, right? And I was the same way. I felt shame and guilt for all of my failures of the past, for all of my failed relationships, for starting over again every time I moved all over this great nation. And you know what? It wasn't until I asked for forgiveness that I truly felt forgiven, that I felt peace, that I felt joy. Not happiness. There is no guarantee of happiness, right? There is never a guarantee of happiness. But I felt joy. I felt at peace once I was forgiven for all the terrible stuff that I've done in the past. And I'm not claiming to be some kind of saint. I am not. I am a sinner. There's no doubt about that. So in response to Millie, who talked about this dude that lives in his brother's basement, I said, this is the typical result of edumacation indoctrination. Edumacation is something that I heard from Jerry Doyle. He's famous for being the security chief on Babylon 5. And Jerry Doyle had a successful nationwide talk show. He was a talk show host until he died of prostate cancer, which is terrible. I mean, he died so young. He was like in his early 50s, and that's just so sad. So sad. You know, I'm so thankful that I'm going to be 60 next month. You know, when I had I had a minor stroke in 2018, I didn't think I'd live to be 60. And now I can't imagine not living to 80. So I thank God every day for my life. I there by the grace of God go I. I'm here today. because of a gift from God that who kept me alive. Oh, this is a good one. You know, it always amazes me when leftist idiots turn on their own. When they turn on their own, they're like, ah! Like a circular firing squad shooting at each other. The eyebrows, Governor Eyebrows in New Yorkistan, Kathy Hochul, just demanded that Wiggy James resign over her mortgage fraud indictment. The corrupt, lying, Grandpa George-installed Attorney General has committed massive mortgage fraud. The corrupt, lying AG is finally getting thrown under the bus by her own party. New York Governor Kathy Hochul had enough of the crooked Attorney General's BS and went straight for the throat. Attorney General James committed fraud, which we can't just sweep under the rug, which is why I'm asking her to resign immediately. Wiggy James hasn't said a word. Her mortgage fraud case is now barreling through the New York and Pennsylvania courts, and the once untouchable law and order Democrat is watching her entire house of cards collapse. These two radical leftists who spent years weaponizing the legal system against everyone else are now eating each other alive. The cannibalism by the left in New York is getting delicious. Share this everywhere before they try to bury one of their own scandals. And she said I should follow this person, so I will. Let's see if they follow me back. When I follow somebody, they only have like a day or two to follow me back. All right, that's going to do it for the Rumble for this week, since we're already over time. Thank you so much for watching. D is coming in here to cut me off. So, hey, you have a good day, you have a good evening, and a good week. Yes, now you have to. So don't ask me why, but I was thinking of this song this week, and so it's great that D's here so I can play it for her. Let me stop whatever this is playing. It's Shannon on the Stephen Roy Podcast.
As soon as we started to move. Oh my God, RFD.
Everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking. Give me one, pass them. Drip, drip, drop. There it goes, an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face. We tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click the ticket. Let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling like 2 minutes in the back seat rattling. Speaker box vibrate the tag. Make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that bass, babe? But I know y'all wanted that 808. Can you feel that bass, babe? Silent, the girls all paused with glee. Turning left, turning right, thought they looking at me. But I was looking at them, they're on the dance floor. Now they got me in the middle, feeling like a man. Especially the big girl, big girls need love too. No discrimination, this squirrel. So keep your hands off my cheeks, let me study how you ride the beat. You big freak, skinny slim women got the go within them. You can them, lift them, bend them, give them something to remember. Hell out timber when you fall through the chop shop. Take a deep breath and exhale. Your ex-male friend, boyfriend was boring as hell. But let me listen to the story you tell. And we can make moves like a person in jail. On the low, on the low.
This is RFD.
Yeah, I got a brand new spirit, speaking and it's done. Woke up on the side of the bed like I won. Talk like a winner. get a good feeling, yeah.
tried carrying the weight of the world, but I only have two hands. Hope I get the chance to travel the world, but I don't have any plans. Wish that I could stay forever this young, not afraid to close my eyes. Life's a game made for everyone, and love is the prize. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself, and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
Pack your things.
Where are we going?
Somewhere we belong.
Stay here without you, darling.
Whoever thought you could have this much fun with a PC? This is RFD.
Hey, brother, there's an endless road to rediscover. Hey, sister, know the water's sweet, but blood is thicker. The sky comes falling down for you. There's nothing in this world I wouldn't.